Hello? Hello? Oh, there you are. You don't know me. I'll tell you. My name is Stina, and I'm from Norway. In fact, from the Arctic part of Norway. Way above the Arctic Circle. You don't know about Norway? Maybe you can find it on a map or a globe. You see, in the part of Norway where I'm from, three folk groups are living close together. It's the Norwegians, the Sami people, and the Kvan people. And do you know what? In the Arctic part of Norway, it's kind of strange, you see, because we have the sun 24/7, during the summer, and then the sun disappears during the winter, and it doesn't come back until late January. It's completely darkness. That's kind of strange, but I like it. I have to tell you some facts about the Sami and Kvan people first. The Kvan people are descendants from Finland who migrated to the coastal areas of northern Norway 300 years ago because they were starving in Finland and the conditions were so harsh. But in the coastal fjords of Arctic Norway, it was a lot of salmon, herring and wildlife, so almost no one was starving here. Some of my ancestors came from Finland, so I consider myself to be a little bit of Kvan. And maybe you heard about the Sami people. They are known to be reindeer herders and Santa's neighbors. But in fact, not all of them are. Some of them live by the coast, the coastal Sami. And they have farms, and they are fishing in the coastal waters and fjords in the Arctic part of Norway. And some of them doesn't have reindeer at all. The coastal Sami, they used to live in small cottages. We call them gamme. And those cottages were made of soil and grass and turf. In Norway, the Sami people and the Kvan people and the Norwegian have their own languages as well. And sometimes they can't understand each other. And in the early days, hundreds of years ago, the reindeer Sami people lived in lavvos. They're almost like Indian hogans. And inside, they had branches of birch and reindeer hides to sit on, and a fireplace in the middle to keep them warm and to make food. When they sat in the lavvo and listened to the wind howling outside, the old grandmother would gather all the children beside the sparkling fire, and in the smell of the birch branches and the hides, she would tell Northern Light fairy tales. And you probably have heard fairy tales before. But I'm going to tell you some Arctic fairy tales. Some Sami, some Kvan, and some North Norwegian. Because they are different than the one you have heard before. You may think they are scary, but I'll tell you a secret. It's always, as ever, in every fairy tale, a happy ending. So just you imagine that you are sitting in the lavvo, way up on the mountain plateau, in the land of the midnight sun and the northern light, and the wind is howling, and the fire is warming, and you can hear Arctic and Northern Light fairy tales.